Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 23rd, 2021. How about a little good news for the holidays? Modeling by scientists in Scotland predicted 47 Omicron patients should have been hospitalized by December 19th if infection patterns were the same as Delta. So far, there have been 15 admissions. There's more. The first UK data of its kind shows Omicron appears to have a 20 to 25% reduced chance of a hospital visit and at least a 40% lower risk of being admitted overnight. There's more. A new analysis by the University of Washington shows the Omicron surge will peak in a massive wave of infections by the end of January, but produce far fewer severe illnesses for most people. There's more. South Africa's seen a noticeable drop in new cases in recent days, signaling the Omicron surge has already passed its peak, and Omicron appears to have caused milder disease there, with significantly less hospitalizations, patients requiring oxygen, and deaths. The World Health Organization continues to be very displeased with how countries like the United States are pushing boosters. The White House recently announced a redoubling of efforts to get more boosters in more arms. The WHO Director General warned such efforts in rich countries risks prolonging the global pandemic fight. He correctly points out most hospitalizations and deaths are still from unvaccinated people, not unboosted people. The FDA authorized the first pill against COVID, a Pfizer drug you can take at home to head off the worst effects of the virus. The pill, Paxlovid, is a faster way to treat early infections. However, supplies will be extremely limited at first. All previously authorized COVID drugs require an IV or injection. Nobody in the U.S. can feel special anymore. Omicron has now been confirmed in all 50 states, and that happened about 3 weeks after it was first detected in the country. And the message to stop traveling just isn't sticking. Nearly 2 million people passed through TSA checkpoints Tuesday. That's about the same number from the same day in pre-pandemic 2019. In the United States, cases were up 27%, deaths are up 4%, and hospitalizations are up 13% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Michigan, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Maine. There are 10,769,803 active cases in the United States. The 5 states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Washington, D.C., 66%, Connecticut, 64%, New Jersey, 58%, Maryland, 53%, and North Carolina and Rhode Island, 49%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Hopkins, Texas; Tompkins, New York; Cuyahoga, Ohio; Pike, Illinois; Winona, Minnesota; Raines, Texas; Monroe, West Virginia; Greene, Illinois; Lake, Ohio; and Washington, D.C. There have been at least 812,069 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 76.6%, Rhode Island at 75.7%, and Maine at 75.1%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Idaho at 46%, Wyoming at 47%, and Alabama at 47.2%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61.6%. Globally, cases were up 11% and deaths down 10% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 23,521,962 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 232,383, the UK, 106,122, France, 84,272, Spain, 60,041, and Germany, 45,848. There have been at least 5,376,422 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.